Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Nothing much. I'm excited tonight. We're talking my favorite Scream Queen tonight, Brink Stevens, man. Ah, the childhood memories.
Well, considering this is our De La Shubber show, you probably should put over that first.
Yes, Delia Shepherd also as well, who I love.
How are you going to mention Michelle Bauer first on the other chick show?
I said Brink Stevens.
And that's what which one it is. I don't know. It was the wrong one. It's like literally what we're calling the show. What is the name of our show, Dan? It's Who's Double?
The Delia Shepherd Double. Okay. So yes, because she is in both.
Brink
isn't in the other movie.
Put your boner away.
It's Brink Stevens.
Focus. Man. Focus.
I'm focusing on
everyone that, else is in a Brink Stevens show, so why would we do that? So we're doing something different.
I love Brink, and I love Delia, and we get them both in our first movie. So our first film tonight that we're going to review is making its Blu-ray debut. Been asking for this one for a very long time. And that is the 1990 Fred Olen Ray flick, Haunting Fear. And this one, produced in 1990 during the resurgence of motion pictures inspired by the nightmarish works of Edgar Allan Poe, Haunting Fear digs deep into the paranoid delusions of the author's classic story, The Premature Burial. Sporting a brilliant all-star cast featuring the stunning Brink Stevens, Karen Black, Michael Vincent, Michael Berryman, Robert Quarry, Robert Clark, Delia Shepherd, and Jay Richardson. This movie has everything. All right. So first off, I want to say big fan, obviously, of that boom of Poe stuff, the Corman Poe stuff. I'm a huge Pit and the Pendulum, Fall of the House of Usher, Mask of the Red Death. All of those films are near and dear to my heart. I think they're timeless. And we did get a little bit of a resurgence at this particular time. I know they redid Mask of the Red Death, and which is also came to Blu-ray, I think, last year from Scorpion, I believe, or maybe Scorpion or Code Red.
No, it was Scorpion.
Scorpion. All right, sweet. So it's another one you may want to check out as well, because we did get this mini boom. So being a Brink Stevens fan, this is a very meaty role for her. She stars in this one. This is Brink is one, and I've always talked about all the Scream Queens of her era. Linnea Quigley definitely had the more iconic films, but Brink was always my personal favorite. I just really love her. And this is a really meaty role. It's a good acting role. Yes, typical stuff you'd expect, the gratuitous nudity and everything, but it's also a fairly serious film. Jay Richardson, who has been in, I swear, 100 different Fred Olen Ray movies, from the softcore stuff to some of the more serious stuff.
My favorite is always when I remember watching local television, and he's playing a lawyer on one of the I think we talked about this, and he's playing a lawyer,
yes,
on one of those you know, call for an attorney. I just, how do you take that seriously? Like, I just saw him like boning some chick.
I was in a hotel, can't remember where we were, but I was with my family. And middle of the night, you know, TV's just on, and that comes on, and I'm just like, holy shit, that's Jay Richardson, pimping attorneys.
Yeah, it was probably out here, to be honest. It was probably one of the times you're out here, because I know that was a local spot that aired.
Yeah, it very well could have been at that point, because I just remember it blowing my mind. I'm like, I know that son of a bitch. not that you're a son of a bitch, Jay. You're an American treasure.
One of his more meaty roles too. He's always has good work, but I really liked him in this one, even more than normal.
Yeah, absolutely. He plays a great slime ball in this one. So does Delia Shepherd as his mistress, who is conspiring to take poor Brink out. I really like this one a lot. I think it's actually one of Fred's better films from this period, I think. This is one that a little more serious minded. I mean, if you like the Poe stuff, this is not just like a TNA B movie. You know, you have that here in spades with Brink and Delia, but it also has that classy Poe feel at the same time. And when Brink gets to kind of really turn up the crazy at the end, I think it's super entertaining. One thing I like about this period of Fred Olen Ray B movies is he really brought in the names. I mean, we've got Robert Quarry, Count Yorga, of course, who I know they were very close because he kind of rescued Robert Quarry at this time. He was out of work, and Quarry appeared in a bunch of his films from the late 80s into the 90s. Very kind of sad story with him towards the end of his life, but Fred Olen Ray was really good to him. We get Michael Berryman as a sleazy mortician, little cameo from him. He was also, he was in Teenage Exorcist and did some other Spirits, I believe he was also in. It wasn't. I believe it was. Yeah, maybe he was in Spirits too. I can't remember, but and yeah, Karen Black pops up in this as a psychic, which apparently she claimed to be a real psychic. So I'm sure there was some weirdness on set. Jan Michael Vincent, man, another sad story. Struggles to this day, I know. But it was really great seeing everybody in this. I really enjoy it. What do you think, Todd?
Way to turn a happy review. It's so not cheerful. Like,
obviously, I know.
You know what? I forgot how much I really like this. I've always loved, you know, Fred Olen Ray stuff. Mm-hmm. Better than his distant uncle, distant cousins stuff. Orson Welles. I like his stuff better than his.
I thought you were going with Christopher, his son, who's a pretty prolific filmmaker now.
No, I was going, no, well, that would have been his son, not his distant cousin. I forgot how much I do enjoy this one. Like, you know, you mentioned it, mm-hmm. the performances, like some B actors, I mean, that you don't get to see get stuff like this. And Fred, you know, gave him stuff to work with, and it's pretty goddamn good. I want to say it's like, right. Well, obviously my favorite is Evil Tunes, and this is right up there with, you know, that and Chainsaw Hookers of some of the better Fred Olen Ray stuff.
Yeah. I really have always just worshipped this period of film. It's one of those ones. Again, maybe I'm biased in some way, because this is a childhood one for me. I really look back on this, and it takes me back to some of my favorite memories. And you know, you mentioned like Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers. How is that not going to, you know, like, oh, I've got to see this right now. This is going to be the greatest movie ever made. And it was close. It's definitely up there for me.
I wouldn't go that far, but it was pretty damn entertaining.
Yes, that might be Jay Richardson's best role. But this is close in terms of just, you know, acting ability being on, you know, display. I know this is also Brink's personal favorite. If you ever see interviews with her, this is her favorite performance. Cause again, there are a lot of films where she makes her mark, but it's really not in it that much and doesn't have a whole lot to do. Here, if you're a fan, this is a must own for Brink. Delia. was and a if you, great heel.
She was, but I was going to say, and if you do want to own this, you can pick it up exclusively on makeflix.com. That's makeflix.com.
Yes, you'll want to check that out, because there's a lot of stuff up there that hasn't been available for a long time, stuff you may not be familiar with. I know, Todd, I know you have the Camp Blood Blu-ray set, don't you?
Yeah, but I got those directly from David Sterling. So you can only get those actual sets directly from him. They have them.
Oh, okay.
They have the individual releases other places, but not that. I know Mayflix does have the new one, Children of Camp Blood, which I haven't picked up yet. I don't know, after watching all 10 of those next year, I might need a minute or however many there were. There was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of like that Witchcraft. Like, they kept making Witchcraft movies, also, and you didn't even realize, like, oh, shit, they've made, like, 16 of these damn things.
Also from David Sterling.
Yep. Yes, absolutely.
But we're not talking about him. We're talking about Fred. They also have the long out-of-print Evil Toons. When I just checked right now, they still have 10 copies in stock. So if you have not got Evil Toons...
On Blu-ray,
you better go run and get that right now. They got 10 left in stock as of this recording.
Yes, because if you like this, you will want Evil Toons as well. Because I love that poster art too. It's making me want to get the original posters for all of these. So yeah, guys, if you want a good blend of the Scream Queen B movie of the, you know, 80s, early 90s, and classic Roger Corman Poe, it blends really well, and I freaking love this movie so much. So all right, we'll rate it. We rate on a scale of 0 to 5 stars. I have to be somewhat realistic, yet I still love this movie so much. I gotta give it 4.5, because I freaking love it personally. What can I say? Childhood fave.
I'm not even argue with you, Dan. It's a 4.5. I do want to also mention all of the retro media discs. So this, Evil Toons. I don't remember which other ones they have up. I know they have the Dinosaur Island DVD, which is another one I recommend. But they're all pressed. They aren't BDRs. Because I know some things on Makeflix are BDRs. So in case if you're picky like that, and like some of us, they are all... pressed. So
yes, and this also comes signed by Brink Stevens, has a trading card, and
card is 100% exclusive to Makeflix. Sorry, one of them is.
Yes, so you'll want to definitely get it off of there. There is also a commentary by Fred Olen Ray that gives some information away on some upcoming releases, which I think they Fred has posted since, but we've got Witch Academy coming to Blu-ray, and a lot of other really good things. Sadly, he also kind of confirms that Warlords and Spirits might be problematic for a Blu-ray. Explains why with some rights issues. This was a particular, I mean, Fred Olen Ray always does great commentaries, but this one was just unusually packed with information. One of the better commentaries I've listened to recently. Talks about shooting at the old AIP offices. Hilarious Sylvester Stallone story, because D'Elia was in a Rocky film, which one, I believe it was, well, yeah, it had to be Rocky V. Yeah, it was Rocky V. And Stallone hit them up for a pre-VHS copy because he wanted to see D'Elia's nude scene, which, you know, he sent him, and he was supposed to get an autograph. And Stallone never gave him an autograph. But I guess the agent made up for it and got him a Steven Seagal autograph.
No, that is not making up for it. Sorry, Dan.
Although both hard to get.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to meet Alice Segal, I think, actually started doing.
I'm going to say it like this. If you're expecting Schwarzenegger and got Van Damme, you'd be pissed. I'm sorry, Dan.
Fuck you.
Okay, then I'll keep it. If you wanted Schwarzenegger and got Segal, you'd be pissed.
You could do every action star. It's going to be Van Damme for me.
Okay, well, that's why I changed it, just so we can keep it realistic.
Oh, damn it. So, yes, fantastic, fantastic, information-packed, funny stories. A 5, certainly, on this as well. I love his. It's hard to be Jacko, though, when Latshaw walks off because he refers to the review that called Jacko a shit pickle.
I still think it's a work. Fred was a wrestler, so he knows how to work. So
hey, it very well may be, but I don't care. It was entertaining.
I don't know. It was. Fred, fess up. Come on. Or is this going to be like the Montreal Screwjob forever?
We need to have Fred wrestle Steve Latshaw now on an indie show. Could happen. Remember, he there you go.
I never got to see him work. I mean, and he did wrestle out here. So still accepting bookings, Fred? We'll find something for you.
Hey, Fred, UEW. There you go. Make it happen. You versus Latshaw, special attraction match.
All right. Well, we have one other one
that we do
talk about.
Our next film from just a year earlier in 1989 is Sex Bomb from director Jeff Broadstreet. And Sex Bomb, a low budget film producer, begins shooting his next two epics, I Rip Your Flesh with Pliers and Werewolves in Heat. What he doesn't know is that his sexy young wife wants him dead and plans to use the films as a cover to do it. All right. So Sex Bomb, I'm always a big fan of movies about movies.
Yeah.
always have been.
Especially when it's in the horror world too.
Absolutely. Yes. So, this was one, took me a little while to see this one for some reason. I didn't like see it immediately after it came out, got to it a little bit later.
I don't think I saw it until the Blu-ray hit. I know I didn't.
The DVD, you mean?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I wish we had a Blu-ray hitting. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. The DVD.
Yeah, no, I think I saw it a little. I want to say I saw it before that. I just remember this is one that for a little while took me a bit to see. And I'm a big Count Yorga guy. So again, Robert Quarry, who plays King Faraday, is fan. He's hilarious in this. Oh man, I was so excited for this one. Not a Fred Olin Ray flick, reason a lot of people think this one is. But Jeff Broadstreet, no slouch.
No, I was gonna say there's one that I didn't realize he did recently that I'm gonna have to check out. The last one he did,
which oh really?
Was, yeah, Devil's Junction, Handy Dandy's Revenge. It looks like a killer doll movie.
I've got it. Shit. And I didn't know that.
Well, he used a pseudonym in that one. He was Roy C. Biv or Roy G. Biv. So
oh, okay.
Yeah. And he's currently filming a documentary about the Zodiac Man, the true story of the man who made a movie to catch a killer. So I'm interested in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, that sounds really cool.
Night of the Living Dead 3D and 3D reanimation. I like the first one. A lot of people don't. I think more people like the second one, though. But I enjoy pretty much everything he's done, starting with his first film, Sex Bomb.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out now. I didn't. Right. It's just a random pickup, and I'm like, I've got it here somewhere.
Which is also streaming on Tubi, though, if anyone else, you know, likes Jeff Broadstreet and stuff. But the fact that he used a different name, I wonder if he was like, I don't know about this. I don't know if it was like an HR Blueberry thing or not.
Yeah, that yeah. God, that's like you just want them to know it's a pseudonym, H.R. Blueberry.
What? You don't think that was a real person?
Hey, look, if there is an H.R. Blueberry walking the earth, I would love to meet them.
I just imagine it's Jim Murnowski in like Smurf cosplay as he directs.
Just does the whistle every time he's means to cut. So Linnea Quigley is in this one. She's really funny. I thought when they were pitching the beaver injections to her, I thought that was pretty funny. And Count Yorga being Weekend at Bernie'd at certain points. This movie's not perfect. I thought the lead actor was a little weak. I don't know. He's not bad, just didn't quite hit for me. He was no O.J. Richardson, I'll put it that way.
Well, I mean, that's hard to beat.
And I actually have a story because Spice Williams, who a lot will remember, know from Star Trek, but she was the muscle girl. And I won a Klingon Bat'leth weapon at a poker tournament from her and the other actor whose name's escaping me at the moment. What's also really funny, and it's an actual photo. It's not like a digital one, so I don't have it on the internet, but she was not young by any means when I met her, but she did a photo like of putting me in a fireman's carry. So that exists out there. The muscle girl in here.
You need to find that. We need to post that. That's going to be
on. It's a solid photo, and I know it. I know I've got it somewhere.
Find it. We'll do the rest.
if I can ever find it, yeah, we'll put it up because I can't even really remember. I mean, I was in my 20s, I think, I was at least 18. I mean, so I wasn't a small guy by any means, and I was like, Jesus Christ, wow. She was like picking dudes up and firing scaries.
If you could do it to me, I'd be impressed.
Are you going to be cooperative though and help her?
Or I will. Like... I won't dead weight her. How's that?
There you go. So yes, that I thought that was pretty cool seeing her pop up. She does a lot of stunt stuff. I like this movie. It's not like top of the mountain in terms of this era of Scream Queen films for me. But I think Robert Quarry was great, played a great asshole. And man, talk about guys who just came along. Well, I shouldn't say came along, but had their big break just a little bit too late. Because he was obviously being groomed by AIP to be the successor to Vincent Price. But unfortunately, those gothic horror films had started to die out at that point, and it never really happened. But nonetheless, great movie memories. Price apparently was actually a little bit jealous of him. There was some tension because, it was kind of obvious that he was being groomed.
Right. You got to hold on to your spot. The old guys. Yeah,
are you saying he Terry Bollea'd him, Todd?
I just want to know if Vincent Price was like, making up stories backstage. That guy can't work.
He dropped me on my head, brother. He's not safe. So anyways, we'll go ahead and rate this one.
Well, I guess I was the...
Oh, fuck, did I go that long? I'm sorry, Todd.
I mean, I can rate it first, but... first thing you got to say is this thing's not a horror film. It's horror adjacent, as I'll call it, because it takes place in the B-movie world, so... I can go with you that the lead's kind of weak, especially coming off the other one with Jay Richardson. Yeah. But I mean, it is just so much fun. And you get to see Jeff Broadstreet pop up as the cheapest writer in Hollywood, which I thought was a funny little inside joke.
Will write screenplay for food on the side of the road.
But I mean, this is another one with a smaller cast. I know we just talked about a Full Moon one very recently with a cast of four, I think that one was. Mm-hmm. I should say a smaller lead cast. I mean, it's film sets and stuff. So, but I mean, a core group that we really focus on. You just have a bunch of people at film and stuff. But I've always found this one pretty entertaining. I don't think it's the best movie.
It was unique for the time, though.
No, I always get her name right. Delia?
Delia Shepherd.
Delia. Okay, that's right. Okay. I don't think it's the best movie Delia's been in, but I love this role. I think it's my favorite thing to watch her in. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's her best movie. But for me, it's the most entertaining one. And that's even including the one we just watched, which I do love also. But I don't know. It's kind of goofy, kind of corny. And it just works for me. I mean, and we do have what was the name? I can't remember the name of the movie within the movie, but I don't know. I kind of wanted to watch.
I rip your flesh with pliers and werewolves in heat.
Yes. I kind of wanted to see those movies also. I mean,
you know, one of my favorite titles for a horror film, certainly not a great horror film, is have you ever seen Weasels Rip My Flesh?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, very, very micro budget obscurity. But it did, it was on DVD. But
does it deliver that title?
Yes, not in a particularly spectacular way, but yes.
Okay. As long as I don't watch a movie called Weasels Rip My Flesh and I don't see any weasels ripping flesh. Can I say that with all the giallos we watch and there's no blurred, there's no crystal plumage? I mean, but I'll just go with what I said. I stand by it. I don't care.
Well, that definitely exceeded any expectations, but this is fun. This is just a good time. You watch a lot of these movies, so it's kind of cool to see, a behind the scenes parody sort of deal. And it also brings the skin in this one. So it's got everything you'd want from if you were actually watching Werewolves in Heat. Not really. Well, you do get a werewolf, I guess, sort of. So 0 to 5 stars. On this one, I am a 3.
I'm going to be a little higher. I'm a 4. I do really like this one. It is out of print, so I'm going to tell you guys, you could find it. If you try to find Sex Bomb by itself, it's a little bit more pricey, but it is available in a 3-pack with Somewhere Tomorrow and Texas Lightning. And you can get it for about $15. And that one's called Where Were They? Triple feature. So you can find that. It's get all 3 discs and save yourself 20. Yeah, I want to say the single disc is going for right around 40. So
yeah, I get that triple.
and I don't know if you want to see Mary McCormick, Cindy Brady, or Marcia Brady. One of those Bradys in this. I don't know if
she was Marcia. Yeah.
Thanks. I didn't.
Hey, I know classic TV.
That's like the Full House of its air garbage.
Wouldn't it have been cool if she had hooked up with Fred Olin Ray?
No.
She could have been a great. Why not? She was a very attractive lady.
She's no Marcia Brady, too. I'll say that.
Ben Stiller would agree. Or maybe not agree now. Maybe he's bitter. I don't know.
She still has one of my favorite lines in all of motion picture history, which I won't say, but it is in The Craft with the skeleton. It involves a hairbrush.
Fuck you again, Todd. God damn.
I know. She didn't look like a skeleton then. She was a very attractive.
She doesn't look like a skeleton now. Farooza Balk is a goddamn goddess.
Well, one, I didn't say her name to like say I was. How do you know I was talking about her?
I know what that's what it is because I'm always getting these texts of Skeletor and then you and all this different shit and trying to make it like Farooza. Farooza is a goddess, always will be. So. On that note, be sure to like, share, subscribe, and smash that notification bell here on YouTube. We appreciate it very much. Also, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for early and uncensored original content. We have Hayden Cornelius of the Cornelius Collection on there right now for the Super Hornio Brothers episode, which you will never see outside of Patreon. So it all starts at $1, and you'll want to check that out. Also, fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out our link to the Teespring store for official merch. Some of it won't be up forever, and we've got a lot of new stuff coming. So you'll want to check that out. Also Twitter, Fleshwound Radio on Twitter. Follow us on there. And the Horror Cartel Fleshwound Radio Facebook group. I remembered it all.
I know. Well, and you can just go to fleshwoundfeatures.com and you can find all of our socials there, links to shirts. It's pretty much a hub for everything. So if you forgot anything Dan said, just go to fleshwoundfeatures.com.
There you go.
So
all right. Your source. So, all right, guys, thanks for hanging out with us. Good night and guten Tag.
I'll shine.